It's Hockey Central with Darren Millard, Nick Kiprios, Doug McLean, and here is Dave Vanderchuk, captain of the Tampa Bay Lightning Stanley Cup team, and now broadcaster. You kiss babies. You do a little bit of everything, don't you?
Statue.
Many hats.
What do you think of the statue, first of all?
Very cool, obviously. It was a great weekend for my family, not only for myself, for our team, to remember that day that happened. And, you know, there's 30 other cities that would like to have that day, you know, come about.
You got that right.
And I think Jeff and Jeff Vinnick and his executive team to a year ago to come out and tell me this, it's just awesome.
Mac's been pushing for his own statue outside the Rogers building. They're not going for it just yet.
It's a couple hundred grand, by the way, just in case
you're
asking.
I noticed when we were leaving last night, throngs of people getting their pictures taken next to Phil Esposito's statue.
Right. Well, Phil says now the pigeons can come over to me. So.
That's great. Curious. Honor. Yeah. Great honor.
When they do a statue like that, how much input do you have in?
I never really did very much. You know, a year ago, we took some pictures, some measurements. Then I saw the head about 3 months ago, but that was it.
You don't have veto power?
I had no power, no.
But it's such a, like you said it, it's such an amazing honor. Yeah. I mean, it really is a special thing. I mean, you played a large part of your career in other markets, but you came here and at a critical time, and to have that honor is amazing.
Yeah, and, you know, this group was not part of that.
Exactly.
Right? Like, this group was not part of 04, and just to recognize that this has happened, and so our fans can appreciate that you know, we want a Stanley Cup here.
But, you know, Dave, all we ever hear now with every organization is we want an identity, we want a culture, we want a history. Move to sort of try to, you know, the past with the future, and teams talk about it all the time.
We're 20 years into the league, and we're into that second generation. Mm-hmm. Of fans. You know, we are into now where those kids are now buying tickets. So it's a big step for us. You know, we do have a lot of influence from what happens up north. As you guys, you know, saw throughout the years, that there's a lot of people that come to visit this area that have tickets. But now we have this strong fan base. That's here.
And the first generation's telling the second generation about that Stanley Cup 10 years ago.
Yes.
And you guys got to obviously celebrate it with a reunion.
Yeah, about a month back, we brought in pretty much every guy that wasn't either coaching or playing in the league, which we still have some.
And we know what it meant for you guys. And obviously, anytime we can all get together with our teammates is amazing.
Sure.
But what was the effect on the community with it?
Unbelievable. I think it was even surprising to some of our group about the response that this 10th anniversary team got. You know, people came out in droves to see us, to see the cup, to get some autographs. It was great.
Now, there's still a little bit of educating to do, because I noticed when Stamkos scored last night, the PA announcer said, and Steve Stamkos scores his 26th goal of the season. It's the first goal of the playoffs.
That's right.
Somebody got to that guy.
Yeah.
Who had to explain that one to him?
Yeah.
It's a great presentation, in-game presentation in this
atmosphere.
Building. And the video board has something to do with that. But there's a fabulous organ and what they do in and around the game.
But it's always been, almost since day one with the Tampa Bay Lightning. I mean, I know they had some rough years, but a lot of great games in here, and usually a pretty good time. Now it's gone to another level, though.
The presentation takes it to another level. Yeah. And, you know, we're getting more people in the building.
Did that distract you at all from the performance of the team last night? And we should tell you that Andre Palat is not out there today. Yep. He was injured last night, didn't play in the third period other than a little twirl. And Alex Killorn is skating on the top line with Steven Stamkos and Tyler Johnson. But what did you think of last night's performance, and was it somewhat expected given the youth of your team?
A little bit, yes. You know, a lot of guys, it's their first playoff game. They don't understand the intensity of the game, how it ramps up going into the playing in a playoff game. And secondly, you know, how things are mentally, how you have to be strong throughout the whole game. You can't get caught up in the emotions that we all did when we were young guys. That, you know, you want to run around, you want to hit guys, and you want to, but at the same time, you got to play the game. I think it was a coach's nightmare last night for both sides. Yeah. A lot of turnovers, a lot of giveaways, you know, some goal, soft goals, and things will tighten up again.
Dave, Darren talked off the top about all the hats that you wear here in Tampa Bay, but another hat that you wear is you've lived it. Mm-hmm. You've got the experience. You've got the cup ring. Would you now be in a position, are you comfortable enough, would you go down and talk to a few of the kids there and just reiterate what you've learned and know throughout your career?
Yeah, no, I've done it most of the year. I mean, I'm on a lot of road trips. Sometimes I'm on the road trip not to do anything with TV or to do anything with Fox Sports. I'm just there just to be around the guys. So, yeah, I mean, Steve Yzerman has been awesome of listening to everybody that's here in the organization. We've got a lot of good guys that are here that have played this game before. So anything I can do to help those young guys, and we've done it most of the year.
I think that's what impressed me last night. You go up to the press box and you see, okay, you see Stevie Thomas on the bench. Yeah. You see Rick Bowness on the bench. You see Pat Verbeek in the press box. You see Stevie Y in the press box. I mean, pretty impressive group of, you see yourself, you see Brian Bradley around. Pretty impressive group of former NHLers, but quality guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's what Steve's trying to do here. I mean, you know, two or three years ago when we make it one game from getting to the finals, I think everybody was excited for the team, and there was a lot of expectations after that year. I don't think Steve stuck to his plan of knowing that, hey, we got to get these kids in the minors before they come up. Then we had a couple of rough years where you don't make the playoffs. But if you look at the talent that we have, the core group of young guys, we're going to be competitive for a little while.
Dave Andrzejczyk is with us on Hockey Central, presented by Lexus on the Park, along with Darren Millard, Nick Kyprios, and Doug McLean. Ben Bishop skated again this morning, a little bit longer than he did yesterday. What do you think his status is as we progress through this series?
Talking to him the other day, I think he's very optimistic that he's going to be back sometime. I don't see it happening, maybe not this series at all. Unfortunate for us because he had obviously a great year and really carried our team when there was some struggles. But it is what it is, and you know, you got to look to your organization for depth that Steve has created, and you got to go with it.
You watched Lindback last night, and at times the inexperience certainly showed, but the one positive
Bishop's
is...
Bishop's never played in a playoff game either here.
He held in there. Yeah. He held in there. Yeah, that's not to say Bishop wouldn't show nerves, but at least Lindback gave your team a chance to win. That's saying something.
Yeah, I mean, we all talk about, you know, the soft goals, but what about all the great saves that he made to keep us in the game? And, you know, I think he's had a... I like the guy. He's a good kid. He works extremely hard. The upside is unlimited for him. He's a guy that has had some hard luck. You know, he hasn't really got the run support this year in the games that he's played, but he's played pretty strong. He had a great, you know, stretch there at the end the last week, and I don't think that was the problem.
I haven't seen Tampa Bay play anywhere near as much as you did, obviously, but that may be one of the worst games I've seen them play when I've watched them. I mean, when you get 11 shots at home after two periods and halfway through the third before you get your 12th, and you've got a kid in goal, I mean, that was a no-show in front of them, to be quite honest, except for Steven Stamkos.
Well, I mean...
because of youth and, you know... Yeah,
and I think that they got to get back to doing what they do best, and that's skating. Yeah. I mean, they're a strong skating team. They need to get pucks behind the Montreal defense, start to forecheck a little bit more. You got to know that John Cooper and his staff have looked at the tape and realized, you know, we just turned the puck over way too many times. We tried to make plays that weren't there. And, you know, in the playoffs, sometimes simple is best.
But the defenseman, for sure, had a horribly execution night when it came to just making that first pass.
And I think both sides did. You know, I wouldn't say that we were the only ones. I think Montreal turned the puck over also. It was a very sloppy game. So that's uncharacteristic of what we've done all year long. And I think John's going to address it. That, you know, you got to pick your poison. There are times that it's okay to shoot it off the glass and go and regroup and try not to make a play every time.
You mentioned John Cooper, and over your long career, Is there any coach that you could compare him to in terms of just his demeanor, maybe his patience, his communication? Is this the new era of a new type of coach, Dave?
Yeah, well, this era is not what I'm used to.
Yeah.
We're used to getting whipped into place.
Doug and I are right there with you. Yeah. Don't worry.
So John is
Hitchcock-like.
He's a new breed.
No.
He's a new breed. Communicates with his players all the time. A lot of it is about just going out and having fun. The togetherness is the same as what good teams, always bringing in all the players. It's not really about Steven, but it's about a group and what this group together. So you got to remember that John Cooper has coached these guys for 3 years now, some guys 4 years.
Right.
He's had this core group together, and he's had some success with them. He knows what it takes to make them go.
So I'm going to give a good friend of yours a call this afternoon and say that you said he looks like he's got a chance to be as good as a Lindy Ruff.
Absolutely. I talked to Lindy just at the end. And you know what? The one thing about Lindy, and I think you would attest to this, that over time, Lindy adapted.
Yeah.
Whatever team that he had, he put a system, and it wasn't the Lindy system. Yeah. It was adoption. Yeah. And I think John Cooper is something similar to that.
Yeah. You have to
This is what you're given, and whether it's your system or not, some players can play in your system or not.
Exactly.
And John has been able to do that.
Dave Andrechuk is with us as we broadcast from the Tampa Bay Times Forum, Hockey Central, presented by Lexus on the Park, with Darren Millard, Nick Kiprios, and Doug McLean. What did you see from Steven Stamkos at the start of the year and now, forgetting the leg injury, but now as the captain of this team?
Yeah.
Has he changed at all, recognized the gravity of that weight?
I think on the outside we haven't seen much of a change, but I know there's a change on the inside, because when he was given that leadership role and Marty got traded and Marty's moved on, it was kind of thrown on Steven and say, okay, here it is, it's your team now. And from what I'm hearing from the dressing room is this guy has taken charge and said, this is the way we're going to do things, and which he has to do, especially now in the playoffs. This is going to be the test for that leadership group of how you respond to ups and downs of the playoffs.
No better guy to speak of this than you, being here. Marty St. Louis.
Yeah.
Okay, I've been in some markets like Hartford where a Ronnie Francis leaves, and it's devastating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you almost would have thought that this might have a chance here in Tampa with Marty St. Louis, and to a lesser extent, maybe Vinny LeCavalier. But Marty, heart and soul type of guy, coming here, the sense is, we're aware of what he did, but, it's like the team and the organization and the fan base have moved on. I'm quite astonished.
Absolutely. I mean, Marty has been, a great warrior for this organization. He has done some phenomenal things. And when this happened, we all took a deep breath and said, how is everybody going to react to this?
Yeah.
How are our fans going to react? We knew what the team did. They didn't miss a beat. Ryan Callahan stepped in and played a different role than Marty. But they played great. They really did. I think that's John's staff, getting them ready to play and pushing things aside. And our fan base is still a little, apprehensive of what happened.
It was such a personal thing, right?
It really turned
into a personal matter between Marty St. Louis and Stevie. I think it was the best out of a bad situation.
No doubt. I mean, when we moved on from this, and I've told Steve Yzerman this, you did Marty St. Louis a favor. You traded him to a place that he wanted to go.
Yeah.
And you got value for it on top of that. But I think it was best.
Here's the next challenge, and maybe you will drive that truck. You and Stevie will drive the truck together with that ton of money in the back of it to Steve Stamkos' house.
Yeah.
When he's an unrestricted free agent in 2 years' time. I mean, seriously,
No, they won't let that happen.
But that's the new wave in the NHL. That at 27 years of age, unlike when you played Dave, and that at 27 years of age, you've got the best player then he will be the best player in the world.
Right.
At the peak of his career.
Now, you survived Vinny, and you survived Marty, and you survived Brad
Richards.
You got to
charge more for beer here. That's the start.
You may want, if that's,
yeah.
And there's teams lining up right now thinking about it and drooling about it.
Now,
and one of them is one of your old teams.
If we go back to Buffalo, or to go back to the Detroit days for Steve Yzerman, to me, that model is there was a lot of hometown discounts, right?
Yeah.
They wanted to play there. New Jersey Devils have that same philosophy. Yeah. They want to be there. So they're going to give us the hometown discount. That's the culture that Steve's trying to create, is that this is a great place to play.
Yeah.
We're going to be competitive every year.
Yeah.
And you want to be part of it. And when you want to be part of it, you know, you're not going to ask for the mother load.
Want to get an update. No Oshie or Berglund in for the St. Louis Blues tonight as they open up against the Chicago Blackhawks.
Tough.
What do you expect for game two out of the Tampa Bay Lightning?
I see a lot more of a hopefully we go back to what the way that we are, our identity and the way that we play. The game will be closer. There won't be as many mistakes. I think both teams are now going to watch video for the rest of the night, probably, to see what you've done wrong. The atmosphere will be the same in here as it was before. We're going to try to, you know, ramp it up even more for our players. But it's exciting. It's exciting, and it's one game. As you guys can attest that, you know, it's four to win a series, and this is just the start of a marathon.
1 minute to go, Doug.
Well, I think they're going to come out and play, as Dave said. I think we're going to see a much, much better hockey game by both teams. And Tampa Bay, to me, with the goose, you know, the nervousness out, are going to be a much different team.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, I expect more out of Victor Hedman, too. There's another guy that has really taken his game to another level can control the back end. I saw a little of the jitterness there. He's much better. He's been much better. That alone will make you a better hockey club.
I'm really disappointed that we're not seeing the Tampa Bay Lightning with Bishop. That I don't care what team you are, whether you're the best team in the world. If you don't have your number one goalie, that's a tough grind. And I feel for them for that.
Going outside to shine up the statue? No?
Can we get a picture? We'll get a picture of taken by make you feel good.
No, we've got the real thing right here.